I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is May 30th, 2023, and the time is 10 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Bigforce?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Thank you very much. I've asked Vice Chair Hamilton to take care of the prayer for us this morning.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, kind of Wakanda, you say, Father, ask you to be in our heart and minds and come together and the people who watch for it. Please, the families that are represented here, the families are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please be with men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All this is asked in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. You have minutes for May 9th, 2023, attached to the meeting request. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from meeting on May 9th as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes of May 9th, 2023 are approved. Next on the agenda are payables. We have one payable from Moss Adams in the amount of $4,556.25. I believe that the clerk did forward this on to you. This is invoice number 102-427-376. Any questions or discussion on the invoice that's been presented to us? We did, and if you notice, I've asked them to start being more descriptive on the invoices, so it shows exactly what hours they're billing for what. So they were just submitting invoices for a lump sum for that period, so they have started breaking that down for us.
Is this amount every month?
It varies. It's not necessarily the same amount. They don't bill in increments like that, basically for the work that they've completed.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Congressman Tillman, go ahead.
Is the Colleen Rosillis?
Yes.
She makes $375 an hour. Is that correct?
She does.
Jeez.
I know. She's one of the main partners.
Yeah, I guess it's a good gig if you can get it.
You would say so.
Well, it's, just based off the last meeting that we had and them being not to really be fully engaged doing their job. Seems like an awful lot of money. And I don't know what we're getting out of it, to tell you, just my opinion.
No, I understand that statement for sure, but I have to say that the issues that we're working through are not because of their lack of work or lack of effort. And honestly, I guess the difficulties have more so been on our end. And in addition, we did on this last billing, we did ask for their help in some of the true-up calculations from their gaming professional. So that's also included in this invoice.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Gill, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out, I completely understand Congressman Tilden's sentiment, especially on the price. We did negotiate their prices down. She originally had in the contract $475 an hour at her position. And I think there were four different levels of CPAs that we contracted with. And so we negotiated all of them down except for the lowest level we left alone. But they're from Seattle. So obviously they have higher rates in Seattle. And I told them, if they're going to do business in the Southwest with us, they're going to have to come down because we can't pay CPA firms what, attorneys aren't even making $475 an hour in Tulsa for the most part.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Big Horse.
That's something that we need to discuss with the entire Congress. I agree with all the sentiments and what's been said. And I know Moss Adams is good, but I don't want to be spending an arm and a leg either for not much of a product. But I will make a motion that we pay our current bill with Moss Adams as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second to issue payment for Moss Adams, invoice number 102427376, in the amount of $4,556.25. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? No.
No.
Thank you. Motion passes. I appreciate it, committee. Next on the agenda, executive session to discuss confidential, proprietary, and personnel matters. Chair will entertain that motion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we enter into executive session. Personal matter.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, clerk. Please let me know when we're ready to go.
Hey, we've got one caller on the Zoom. Could you please identify yourself?
Hi, Brooklyn. It's Jody.
Oh, good morning, Congresswoman. Sorry about that. Let me get you changed. Put your name on here.
Yes. committee, we are now out of the executive session. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Before we adjourn, there's an email about a table for Dale. Did that already get taken care of?
It did not. Thank you so much for bringing that up. We were.
It's not on the agenda, but we need it.
It is a payable. It falls under the payable line, so I don't think it needs to specifically be on the agenda, but you're correct. We did receive a request from, okay, so here's the situation. If the committee agrees, I can go back up to number 5 payables so we can address this. But as most of you know, we're in the process of having our audiovisual visual equipment updated. We've been working with Sean Cass, and I think almost done with the audio part of it, right?
Almost done, yes.
So then they're going to proceed to the visual. Part of our request was that they mount these big TVs on the wall so that we don't have, you know, they don't take so much room, especially in the chambers. So in order to do that in the chambers, we would have to get a different type of computer, a smaller computer. So Sean has given us a voice or a quote on a Dell computer for $975.54 in order to get that big box thing out of the chambers, put it on the wall, and add a little bit of space to the chamber. So that's what that's going to
do. You need a motion to pay that, or can you, the second speaker, can you just pay that?
It's under $1,000, so I can just take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Sure. Motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Committee, thank you so much for your time today. Everyone have a good day.